Hey, everybody. We don't normally open our episodes this way, but this is a very special episode. It's very special because it's our first makeup episode. See, a few weeks ago on my birthday, May 11th.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Philip. Yep. Philip recorded an episode by himself without me.
I'm going to fix that. I tried to record an episode without you, Matt.
That's true. He went over to see a rehearsal of Shiv and Me Kittens doing their Armando style, and then went to record with the group at Liv Augusta's apartment afterwards.
And the interview and Bat were amazing and wild and fun. There was drinking and just got crazy, and I wish you could hear it, but you cannot listen to it.
Because it is actually unlistenable. You can't understand a word that they're saying in most of it because the audio is completely corrupted.
Apparently, all of these buttons and knobs that Matt's always playing with do things.
They actually affect the recording. And Philip, unfortunately,
I had the knob turned to sound like shit. Shouldn't it? It was an artistic choice. Thought it'd be cool. Kind of like Instagram tinting it. Thought it'd be an awesome filter, but turns out just made it sound like shit.
It did, as advertised. And so, unfortunately, we had to have a second run of it. And so, thanks to Shiv and Me Kittens for coming over to the apartment today and re-recording with us. This time, the audio turned out well.
Well, Matt was here to do it, so.
Oh, you're right.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, I'm Matt.
First, we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our ring brothers.
Now it's time for Next Step Bats!
I'm 2 years older than you.
And married. And married. Whatever. You own your own house.
You know, yeah. Hey, in my opinion, you are all adults.
Thanks.
No.
We're going to put that to the test right now.
You're about to see.
And I don't even know you that well. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say every single one of you are adults.
Good way to start.
Thank you.
I'm going to go now.
And we're here today with five members of our Armando, also known as Shiv and Me Kittens. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
And you guys introduce yourselves.
My name is Gubby Kubik.
I'm Liv Augusta.
I'm Emily Erickson, also known as M.
I'm Eric Nielsen.
I'm Ben Fakanami.
And then we have two other members, Matt Johnson and Katie Aducci.
Who I met last night, actually, Katie.
She's great.
Yeah, she's very nice. And as always, I am here with
Philip Simadet, and you are?
I am Matt McLeod. Thank you, Philip. So you guys formed out of a class at Huge Theater, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
You guys want to kind of explain the origins and like how you came together, when you decided to be a group as opposed to, you know, a class? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we started going to Huge 201, and it was the morning, Sunday morning class, and afterwards, we started going to brunch all the time, which was really fun, and I don't know, we just, like, kept going to brunch. It was, like, the best part.
And also, our class started with, like, 16 people, or, like, a ton of people, and then kind of slowly, people got weirded out by us, because we're a little bit strong people.
But inclusive.
Around. Inclusive, yes. But like
we got
out
that
there.
Feedback from our professor.
Our professor?
Yes. Professor Pereira.
Sorry.
Dr.
Samantha
Pereira.
Dr. Pereira.
I don't think she is a doctor, but she could be.
Doctor of lots of
hilarity.
Stuff. Being great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But yeah, so people kind of drifted away. And then by the end of 201, it was kind of just us and the tater tots at brunch. So that's, and then we just can't get enough of each other.
We really like each other. I invited this group of people to my birthday party, which is a big deal. There's a lot of reasons why we came to be together and came to our name, but I feel like one helpful one may be thinking about our kind of edits class and when we learned to the skill of editing.
We did something called a Shiv edit.
Right.
Where you just like stab somebody out of the scene.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then
so we created
out.
It.
Yeah. So that's a Shiv edit, guys.
Right.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
And then I believe in our class showcase, we ended up
we killed a lot of cats,
bringing some cats into the picture.
Their blood.
Yeah. And so we thought, why not join these things?
Well, because one time at brunch, Gubby with ketchup drew a cat onto her tater tot, and then like ravenously murdered it with her mouth
by eating it.
Yes, but it was a cat. So. Those kind of combine, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah. Cat murder.
So, and like the shiv edit.
Mm-hmm.
Like
shiv edit.
You instead of a tag out, you would kill the character.
Or you can start a whole new scene and just shiv everybody.
Yeah. There's a lot of beating up.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, we also beat up people on stage a lot.
Yeah, even when we're stage fighting.
Mostly Matt Johnson.
Yeah. We like to... He's not here. He can't beat up on him.
No, that's actually... It's cool that you guys, it's cool that you guys invented your own edit.
Right. We like to contribute to kind of the body of knowledge that is improvisational theater.
And then recently and currently, you're doing Armando. How did you guys decide to get your moms involved? And why the Armando form?
So this started because Gubby and I went to a Twins game.
Without
anyone else. We know, Em. No one else is there. My brother only had 2 tickets. But we went to a Twins game, and in between murdering pretend cats, which did happen, because we got bored, we were talking about how cool our moms are and how much in common Sue and my mom Teresa have. And so we wanted to make a way to force them to hang out. We entered Improvagogo, and we were like, you know what? We'll figure out a form that will force our moms to hang out. And so originally our plan was to force them to like go on a friend date and then talk about it as an Armando. But then logistically that was just going to be difficult.
Sure.
So we decided to just highlight one of our moms every week and show off how awesome they are.
So Liv's mom went on Mother's Day, which was actually really fun and perfect. And I think the audience really liked it. And then my mom's going to be on tomorrow, Sunday, May
26th,
if this gets out at 8 at Huge. Maybe not.
We should have it up before then.
Yeah. And we also have one more on the 2nd with a to-be-announced parent.
June 2nd.
And so I think we kind of picked the Armando format because we wanted to really give our moms a chance to just kind of highlight what they liked about being a mom or hated about being a mom. My mom said a lot of stuff that she didn't like about being a mom and about me. And I found out that she really wants grandchildren on stage, so that was fun. But so I think that was kind of like where we were coming from with the Armando, was just kind of like giving them a space. And also, as of yesterday, our mission has been accomplished, and Sue Kubik and Teresa Anderson are officially Facebook friends.
Yes.
Yay. Claps for moms.
Moms. Right.
That's awesome. So what have you guys discovered about you as a group from doing these shows at Huge? I mean, it's different, you know, performing at a go-go than it is performing in a class and doing showcases and stuff like that. So what have you figured out about yourselves and the interactions that you have?
One of the things I think is really attractive about this group, and I'm sure like a lot of groups that are really happy with the people they perform with can say the same thing, but I feel like this group, amongst many other groups that I've, well, not many, but you know, several other groups I've performed with, are really good at listening and really good at supporting decisions. And that's led to, I think, us being able to do, you know, experimental things. I think our shows, we've tended to have a pattern that emerges where, like, we can start in a really, you know, unorthodox way, and it will just be picked up really quick. And maybe it's just like a short few second scene that doesn't have any talking in it, but I just feel like this group's really down to just try different things, and that's, I feel like that really frees up what we're able to do, and that's attractive for me, so.
Yeah, I think we are create a very safe feeling on stage, and I think that that's very pleasant as a performer, and we've actually gotten feedback from the audience that that also is something that they pick up on, that, like, we got feedback even from our showcase show that, you know, we don't rely heavily on, like, kind of gender stereotype things to kind of drive our characters and, you know, tend just not to use more, I don't know, our humor is kind of more up and... I don't know. I'm not having so much the vocabulary for this, but it's nice, and you can come and see it.
Like, it relies on improv is inherently cooperative.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do you guys play that up? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. And just to sort of go off on what Em was, I think, saying, that I think this group also, too, has been really upfront about things that they want out of the improv, like things that they're uncomfortable with and don't want. And so I feel like people have been fine with trying to create an environment that everyone feels like really good about what we're doing, and it's not going to feel
And like the other day at brunch, is a way that we start a lot of sentences. but the other day at brunch, we were kind of talking about like what makes each of us uncomfortable as improvisers in scenes. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of it was like, it was kind of different things for different people. And it's not so much that like there are things you, it's not saying like there's things you shouldn't do, mm-hmm. but it's like, we had a moment kind of realizing that there's like a better way to play. It's not a, some of the things that we don't like, for example, are like when you make scenes about like someone's weight or body, mm-hmm. Cause it's generally like a pretty cheap joke and it's something that is people get in real life all the time and mm-hmm. you can do better than that.
Yeah. I think it's awesome that you guys sit around talking about what makes you uncomfortable. We were talking with Cubicle a few weeks ago, and we were talking about groups that can't talk about what they don't do well or what they don't like on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that openness lends to you guys like the gelling of you working together? That was a horribly worded question.
No, I think so. I think that kind of creates is a piece of the whole kind of safe environment. And mm-hmm. part of that safety is that we feel like, or at least I feel, mm-hmm. like I can be seen by everyone in the group. And they're seeing me and they're seeing some of the parts and they can appreciate things that I'm doing well. And they can also see things I'm not doing well. And even so, can still choose to perform with me. And mm-hmm. that's really pleasant. I mean, another thing that we've done more than once is go around and kind of give each other a task. Like, this mm-hmm. is something that you need to work on. Not as a mean thing at all, but like, we're all like, hey, let's get better. Like, what can my goal be for this week? And it's like, that feedback is so wonderful to be able to give to each other and to receive in a non-threatening kind of way.
And I think a lot of that started from brunch when we like started as friends, you know, and we would like go around the brunch table and be like, tell something secret that you've never told anybody, you know, mm-hmm. or just like there was that immediate like, oh, we're going to do improv and we're going to make ourselves vulnerable in front of each other,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it just carried over into this group. So sure. And so performing.
Like the kind of the friends and the improv mm-hmm. kind of crossed over one another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's also like with any like relationship or whatever, mm-hmm. That if you can't openly communicate with people, like you're not, yeah. it's not going to last. It's yeah. not going to work. And so like, not only are we people who can like have a giant group sleepover, but like we can have a sleepover and then like lay in bed early in the morning watching improv videos and like talking about what makes us laugh.
For example, last night.
So you enjoy each other and you can talk theory.
Yeah.
That's great. You talked about gender roles. It made me think about you guys are, I think, I was racking my brain. I think you're the only co-ed group that I can think of that has more females than males in
Hey-o.
It.
Hey-o. Awesome.
Suck it.
What do you guys think about, I guess, what do you think about that?
I don't know. We don't really see gender, so...
Uh-huh. We see gender crush it.
It's actually really awesome. Yeah. I performed with a sketch comedy group in college, and it was definitely very male heavy, and I was mm-hmm. one of the only girls, and it really felt a lot like I was the only girl, and I'm trying to remember if that was accurate or inaccurate, but no, I was not. Okay. I was not the only girl. But I mean, it was always like script and then you be the girl in it. So you be the mm-hmm. bossy CEO who like has orgasms on her desk for some reason. That was funny. But like, I think that sometimes if you kind of have a token person mm-hmm. and it can happen with, you know, any attribute, if it's racial or other other things that are obvious to people on stage,
right.
It's very easy to stereotype that person in certain roles. And so it's, I think, one of the things that is nice about our group with the gender balance is that we don't have a girl who needs to be the girl parts. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, I mean, it's unclear when we go on, we discover on stage who's the girl and who's the boy. And
right.
it's not always what you would assume by visuals.
One of my tasks once when we were doing brunch tasks of like what you should do was M I think gave it to me or Gubby. It was like, play a female character, Liv.
So, yeah.
So we don't see gender.
But I don't think it's always part of our characters either. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
they don't need to have a gender to be who they are too.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. we're just yeah. sort of these like amorphous blobs.
Yes. Which we've talked about.
That's a, yeah. We're just blobs.
That's actually very true. I feel like it's often like, I don't know, maybe I might assume because I know that Ben identifies as a male that I would assume that maybe he was playing a boy in the scene, but it actually is totally irrelevant to... Oh.
We did go around in a circle and like say after, our identity after the sexualities.
After the...
Gender pronouns.
First time we recorded, we went through and had a conversation about how we identify.
Yeah.
And what pronouns to use.
Because everyone's complicated and...
Do you have kind of go-tos for your points of view when you get on stage and when you're doing scenes? Like, do you come on with a strong emotion? Do you come on with like a strong physical presence? Is it different for each person, or like, how do you guys connect on stage?
Ben, talk.
Ben, let's go fucking on it.
Well, I feel like that there's some of the people in the group have stronger characters when they come out. I feel like personally I'm more of a background type of character, like adding detail or trying to like kind of pull things together and make sense overall, but not necessarily like coming out with a really strong character myself that defines the scene in the beginning.
I think this group is really good at generating really authentic emotions. Like, there are scenes, like, I remember one specifically that we keep referencing that came from a practice where it was just Gubby and Em, and it was a completely silent beginning, and it was them giggling, like, communicating through giggling, picking, like, raspberries or something.
Blueberries.
God damn it, I'm out of the group.
Showing each other our tongues, which you wouldn't do if they were red.
Right. And then
they turn blue.
Yeah. So stuff like that, I think, that... It rose very authentically in a way that I'm sure no one could have come on stage thinking I'm gonna go with this or I'm gonna do that. But it was like about discovery and about being connected to what your scene partner is doing. And I'll just say that for some reason there seems to be an inordinate amount of newsy type like
we'd get really like
talk a lot of this. Yeah. I can't do it. 1940s.
No, it's a very Katie thing too. But. Like if Katie and I are on stage together, like suddenly we're obviously going to be talking like this, like regardless of what it is, it's just happening.
So what does get you the most excited about doing improv?
Each other.
Is it the chance to play together? Is it each other?
It's just like when we would do the 201 class, we were downstairs in the basement of Huge, and we would just like start singing and dancing and clapping and like making up these songs and chants, and it was just like really energizing, and it was like 10 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, you know, but like just these people and that energy was just like really nice, and it nobody else needed to see it. It wasn't about performing, but it was just like, I don't know, like this laugh circle of fun.
I feel like when we play together, it makes me happier. Like,
oh, yeah.
And in the moment and, you know, maybe for the rest of the week or something. I mean, it's like, I like it because it feels good. But it's
the highlight of the week.
Yeah, it's pretty much the nice. Highlight. And I think that a lot of what makes it nice is that there's, you know, I think Ben and I maybe are both characters that tend to kind of go on stage and maybe look for cues from other people and are kind of most focused on supporting. But I mean, a nice thing about our group in particular, I think the more I've gotten to see other groups is a lot of times there might be like a person that sort of plays a certain role a lot. And in our group, I think that there's a lot of, there aren't a lot of like egos on the stage. There's a lot of like, my goal is to play with the people who are on stage with me as a communal goal. And so it's not as much like, oh, it's the Liv hour. We're all going to know that Liv is going to try to, you know, be the lead in every scene and all of that. And that's really nice that there's not like as much the like, oh, shoot, now it's my time to go on stage because I have to be the center of it now. It's just kind of like, let's go on and discover what happens. So,
and I do want to make a shout out to Samantha Pereira because I think she was such an amazing teacher and is an amazing teacher for us. And like, she focuses a lot on group mind and it works well. She's great.
And I think she also, especially comparing it to times we've had subs in our class, like she lets us be weird and crazy and is like very comfortable. And like, to be fair, a lot of times we kind of don't pay attention sometimes and like go off on our own thing and like are talking when maybe a teacher would like to teach us something, you know, but like she, I think, kind of like sees like lets us be us, which is awesome.
She sees like the opportunity and the madness.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. And we are good at paying attention to each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that part is worth cultivating.
Yeah. She rubs us in.
Yeah, she does.
So,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I can't remember exactly how you phrased that question, but my answer to that is, it's nice to be with this group to like kind of have that weirdness within myself connect with other people's weirdness, and it's not like I'm just driving to work and like doing like weird voices in my car or something like that. Yeah. Like it's, you know, to play with other people and connect like that is really great.
It is nice to find out that we're not the only one.
So I'm still looking.
Philip. My hand's outstretched.
There we go. Oh, Philip's holding hands. They're holding hands.
Hand holding.
So
swinging
them. Now swinging their hands.
Just gently.
For what's next for you guys?
Like a metronome.
What's next?
Yep.
The live hour, right?
Right, the live hour. I'm going to be a female character.
And for an hour.
And it's going to be an hour, and everybody is going to be just kind of like listening to me and just making sure I get attention.
Oh, yeah, we're all in the huge 301 class right now together, okay. And I think we're going to continue and take the 401 and then keep playing together. We don't have any shows scheduled, but...
I think we'll be definitely looking for opportunities, though, to perform. Yeah. I mean, we really like playing together, so it's...
You can book us for your bar mitzvah or whatever.
Are you going to continue focusing on the Armando form, or are you going to play around with other things? And
I think our goal is kind of to just do whatever seems right for us in the moment. Like for this show, that's what made sense. For other shows, it might be a different form. Or
this was just to get our moms on stage.
Yeah, this is really just about our moms. This is not some like, oh, we have this big improv reason. Like, no, it's about our moms.
Okay.
Cool. But we like montage work, so we, you know, I think we would lean toward styles that emphasize that, at least right now, as of May 25th,
2013. 11. 2011.
You're from the future, not the past.
Well, it's hard to remember the years that you're in.
And speaking of time, now is the time in the program where... we throw the show over to Philip Simondet for a segment that we call Philip's Corner.
Philip's Corner.
Yeah, Philip's Corner.
Philip's Corner.
Welcome to my corner. First question is a group question. Could you please sing me a Philip's Corner theme song?
Philip's Corner. Philip's Corner.
Phillips Corner. Next at bat.
Well, as you all know, that is the Phillips Corner theme song. So now it is time for Phillips Corner. I'm going to ask you all awkward questions while awkwardly looking at you. You're going to answer them and make it all right, but somehow. Gubby.
Yes.
First, what gender do you identify?
Oh, I am a cisgendered female. I identify with female pronouns.
Wait, can I ask a clarifying question? Yes. What does cis mean? I noticed it on Liv's Facebook post and I'm confused.
Cis is basically, I like to describe it colloquially as like the opposite of trans, that you were born the gender that you also identify with. Okay. Right? Is that a good enough description?
Is it short for something else? Cis? Isn't it?
Cis. No, it just means, do you remember like chemistry at all? Where
I do.
Yeah, like this is cis and this is trans. I'm doing cis. I don't know. It was explained to me once, but it just means cisgendered. It's not like cisdanable.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Okay, so is it Latin?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, Philip. It doesn't mean like sister, so I can say I'm cis also.
No, it's CIS.
CIS.
Yeah.
Your bro gender.
Well, you weren't asked, though. Sorry.
Back to Gubby.
Gubby. Yes.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I went to horse camp for many years.
Me, too.
I once saw a horse die.
Tell me about that.
I actually watched it drown in a pond.
Oh, my God.
I was in seventh grade, and they, called all our parents, and that That week I also cut my hair like super short, and I was really nervous when I saw my mom that she was gonna be pissed, but she was just like, oh baby, they called about the horse, you know, and like I was like, so you're not mad about my hair, you know. But yes, it was a little
oh my god,
traumatizing for a while.
Wow.
But no. I love riding horses actually. Right. Yes, when they don't drown.
Did you ride it into the pond?
No, it wasn't me. It was actually one of our counselors.
Oh, my God.
They rode it into the pond?
There were two counselors, and they were, like, flirting. Yeah, they rode the horses into the pond. Oh. They were, like, flirting, and then one of the horse got its, like, the reins tangled in its arm. It was terrible. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Next Up Bat and listeners. Yes, but it was hard to watch.
Flirting kills.
Flirting kills.
It's true. I mean, that's the moral. That is the moral.
Oh my god!
Don't flirt on horseback, especially.
Yeah.
In front of one knows that. In front of like 10 7th graders.
Oh. Liv.
Hello.
Gender?
I am.
I made that a question by
gender.
Gender.
Yes. cis, female. I use female pronouns.
What is the craziest hairstyle you've ever had?
Well. If you guys were at our Momdo on the 26th, or on Mother's Day.
I was.
Yeah, you may remember something that I forgot about that my mom brought up on stage, that I dyed my hair pink right before Good Friday, and I was a liturgical dancer. And I completely forgot about this for some reason. I don't know why I blocked this out of my, like, attempting to rebel. I was 16. And also, she says this as though I was rebelling, but she's the one who paid for the hair dye and did it. So
she did not say that.
Yeah, she did not add that part on stage. Yeah, so that would be probably the craziest. I've also, like, almost shaved my hair off, like, real close. Almost.
Because only counts in horseshoe and hand grenades.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I've had a lot of hairstyles. The end.
Emily.
Yes, Philip.
Gender.
Cis, female. She, her, hers will be fine.
Okay. Have you ever smelted or blacksmithed or what else can you do? Blown glass?
No.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Hey, Phillip's Corner doesn't work every time.
I have potted.
That, yes, pottered. That's what I meant. Have you pottered?
Yes.
What did you make? Emily.
Yes.
Gender?
Cis female.
Have you ever potted?
Yes.
What did you pot?
Bowls.
What did they look like?
Circular-ish. With like an opening. For
did
things.
You eat cereal out of them?
Oh, gosh. Wow. That's a hard one.
Is it?
I gave you. I finally gave you a yes or no question, and that's the one you can't answer?
It's very personal.
No, but only because of the lack of cereal I eat. So that was... it's really just like not had the opportunity, really.
Can you sit in Muscle Milk out of
it? I could. Have not yet, but I could. I have another Muscle Milk at home, in addition to the one I just drank during the podcast for protein. For the podcast.
Wait, can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
When did you make these bowls?
When? A year ago, approximately. I took pottery beginning fall of 2011 into... the springtime, around now, really. So last year, instead of doing improv, I was doing pottery. And
which do you prefer?
Improv. It's a lot more social and hilarious, although my pots were not outstanding. So which is funny.
Yeah, although... So that made them more social or hilarious?
I was really going for hilarious, although it did help the people next to me would sometimes give me constructive criticism, and the teacher or professor would sometimes come by and offer me extra help because I needed it. So that probably made it more social than it would have been otherwise. But yeah, I was really focused a lot on just making something that didn't break. And so I succeeded, and I felt really good about that. And then I was also really interested in glazing so that it would match different rooms in my house. Oh. And so I succeeded in that as well.
Do you keep the bowls in those respective rooms?
Of my house, yes. The rooms of my house is where the bowls are. Are where the bowls except for the soap dish I gave my mom. So it's in her house. In the rooms of her house. I did. I matched her first floor powder room with a kind of royal purple. So the bowls that are, there's actually quite a logic behind this. The bowls that are in the rooms of my house are all united in their coloring by, when you're glazing, there's a big, a big container of glaze, and then you can dip the bowls in or paint them. And one of the things that I chose to do was just kind of, put them in upside down so that just the tip would get some glaze. And so all of the bowls that now live in the rooms of my house all have a kind of a gold tip.
Would it be a tip or a rim? I think it'd be a rim.
Yeah, a rim. So, yeah, those are both appropriate words to use to describe what I'm talking about.
Water is so central.
It really is. And so the one in my kitchen then has its kind of gold rim or tip, and then the rest of it is a lovely blue. It's like a blue heron, I think, is what they chose to call the glaze. And then the one in my office is like a royal burgundy with a gold tip. And the one in my living room is like a forest green with just that lovely gold rim.
She's going to destroy Will Roberts' record.
Take that, Will Roberts. Eric. How can I put this? Gender?
Cis dude, he, him, his.
What is the scariest monster to you?
Oh, that's a good
point. Good question.
Industrial capitalism.
Ooh.
It's really going to fuck our whole world up. Actually, the just little children.
The creepy,
like especially
movie
accompanying creaky swing sets at night. And zombies really scare me. Especially zombies that have maintained like their faculties of athleticism that can leap and run and give chase quickly scares me. A lot of things, I think. Especially when I'm going to bed, things take on become scarier that are not scary during the day.
Such as?
I don't know, dying alone. Don't think about that until it's just time for bed to brush my teeth, and that usually keeps me up a while. But also chupacabras, so dying alone, capitalism,
chupacabras,
little children, chupacabras, fast zombies. Not in that order.
Ben, gender please.
I'm a masculine dude.
Macho man.
That's what I like to, macho.
Touche. Benjamin, what did Grandpa Fakenami do for a living?
He was a katana swordsmith back in the old country. Taught me how to smelt and do all the ironsmithing and steel working. So I wish you would have saved your question for me on whether or not I smelt before, because I have.
Well, Ben, have you smelted before?
I have smelted before.
What did you smelt?
I told you, katanas.
Final question. Innie or outie belly button?
Innie. Outies, I'm sorry, if anybody has an outie out there, it's they just freaked me out a bit.
Taking a stand.
I am.
That doesn't reflect all of Shiven Me Kittens.
We're mostly an accepting group of people.
Yeah, except for the belly button thing.
Everybody knows that all the fucking MAs are outists.
Thank you so much. That has been Phillips Corner. Could you please sing the closing the Phillips Corner theme song?
Phillips Corner.
Phillips Corner.
Phillips Corner.
Phillips Corner.
Phillips Corner.
Phillips Corner.
corner. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That was so much better.
That was a lot better.
You have like a 90% success rate. Are you guys ready to do a bat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
Next up, bat!
KSMK, broadcasting live from St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our listeners. We are very pleased that you've chosen to join us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's
We'll be talking pots today.
Yes, particularly emphasizing the tips of the pots.
Mm-hmm. The tips of the pots are the most unrecognized portion
of the
pot. They're
also, I'd just like to add, they're also the most sensitive part of a pot, and often forgotten.
It's true, because the tip is oftentimes the only part of the pot that is unglazed, and so therefore it is the most ignored portion.
It's really exposed.
You're really doing a disservice to the pot by not, or by neglecting the rim.
Yeah.
They're also called rims, so sometimes you'll hear them referred to as tips, sometimes as rims.
Yeah.
Both are referring to the extremely sensitive portion of a pot.
Really that kind of the top portion, so you have the base of the pot, of course, we're all familiar. And then you really have the rest of the pot.
The girth.
The girth of the pot, yes. Yeah.
That's the technical.
I just want to mention how different all of them can be. The tips and the girths and really
and they can all
variety.
Be used differently.
Yes.
And how every pot itself, I mean, some are misshapen, but still can be used well.
Oh, sure.
And it also really, you know, they say that it really depends on what you're going to put in the pot. So it's not about the shape of the pot so much as how you're using it.
But some pots are certainly more attractive than other pots.
I would agree with that. As much as I like to be respectful of all the pots of the world.
But I mean, there's a pot for every person as well.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And
that's an excellent point.
You bring up a very good point.
And I'd also like to remind listeners of KSMK that if they call in, we are doing a fun drive right now, and we have hand-glazed pots.
Right. So with distinct tips.
Yes. If you are donating at the $50 a month level or above, you will be able to pick out a pot with a tip of your choice.
Oh, it looks like we have someone on line one.
Oh, hi. This is KSM. KSMK?
Yes, sir. This is KSMK. I'm sorry. What is your gender preference? I didn't mean to identify you.
What?
Do you identify as male, female, non-traditional?
Where on the spectrum do you identify, sir?
I never. Nobody's ever asked me that. That's so personal.
What kind of pronouns do you use? Would you say he, him,
what?
She,
what?
It, they?
How could you ask me that? I just called in.
You don't need to
invade my private space.
Okay, maybe we should use it.
I would say it seems
like that. All right.
I'm not sure if should we open that up for discussion?
What would it like today?
Guys, I just called in to let you know that I am listening. I've been listening.
Oh,
I love
you.
Listening.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
I ain't giving you no money because the radio is free. I just wanted to call, rub it in your faces, that I'm not donating on this pledge drive.
Okay, and off. We are going to trace his call, and actually we can put a signal block on his car. Public radio is a service, and people forget it.
Hold on there.
Hold on,
Rebecca.
Trish.
You sound a little bit emotional. This is a
happy
place for everyone. It's peaceful.
I just think that people get very swept up in that feeling that... You know, radio is for everyone. Radio is not. This is an elite.
Well, you know what? I think that sometimes it's not the radio so much as these pots. Sometimes
Thank
these
you,
pots
Glenn.
Can rile
Glenn,
people
that
up
is true.
And make people...
It's true. It can really bring up a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize, listeners, for letting my emotions get the best of me.
Yeah.
You're using one of the pots right now. That would explain that.
This is actually where I store all of my cats.
Can you describe the pot for our listeners?
As most listeners, longtime listeners would know, I collect cat pelts.
Yeah, see here, we got this orange cat pelt, and we got here this gray one.
They're certified to come from the side of a road. These are definite roadkill.
Yeah, we found them on the side of the road. You want one? $50. $50
each? $50
each. $50
each. I promised my husband I wouldn't bring any more home.
If she's not going to take it, I'll take it.
Oh, you want this?
No,
I would like five.
No, if you're taking it. No, I will take it. I'll give you $55.
Whoa. 56. I will give you $56.
$56 sold. You're out of luck, honey.
Well, we do have two of them.
I wanted five.
Yeah, oh, shit.
No, I want them. I want them. I will do anything for a cat pelt.
Sweetheart, you said you weren't going to bring any cat pelts home anymore.
Please stay out of this. This is between me and my cats.
Mommy, Daddy, please don't fight.
Philip, could you just go to your... Just sit in your room for a second. Just can you go to your corner, Philip?
Why do you send me to my corner every time you fight?
Philip, this is between me and your father.
You're going to yell at each other.
Yes, and you don't need to hear it. Please go to your corner.
I don't want anybody to get hurt again. Okay, bye.
Oh, hello, Philip. I see you back in the corner.
I'm having a terrible night.
Oh, what's going on?
My mom and dad are fighting again over cat pelts.
Oh, those cat pelts. It sure hurts me deep to see you so sad.
You know what hurts me deep? The fact that these cats are dying. My mom loves them more than my dad, and my dad drinks all the time.
Oh. Well, Philip, can't you do something about it?
What am I supposed to do? I'm only six, and they sent me to the corner.
Well, Philip.
What?
You're a beautiful little boy.
Jeez.
You have your whole life ahead of you. You can start today.
What am I supposed to do, Magic Genie?
Well, Philip, let's go for a walk.
Well, I guess I can go for a walk. All right, let's go out these big windows.
Now, let me show you something. I can take you on a ride on the air.
Okay.
I can fly.
You can fly?
Yes, and I'll show you around the country. And I'll show you how you can change.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Philip, do you see your parents down there?
I do, and Arkansas looks tiny from up here.
Teeny tiny. Teeny, teeny tiny.
Where are
we going? Philip, you can go wherever you want to go.
Okay, I want to go to Disney World.
Well, let's go to Disney World.
Look, I told you if we would have woken up earlier, we could have made the rope drop for Disney World.
Well, I'd like to sleep in. It's my Sunday. I deserve it.
It is vacation.
I've been working very hard.
This is vacation, and I planned it, Stan.
I've been working very hard putting up with this goddamn family. I deserve to sleep in on my Sunday.
Oh, you're putting up with your family? That's how you think of it? That's how you think of your wife and seven children? Just putting up
too
with
many,
us?
Too many, Martha.
Oh,
too
well, then
many
stop putting your dick
goddamn
in me.
Goddamn children.
See now, Philip. These people are sad.
Yeah, these people look like they're just like my parents.
They're even at Disney World, and they can't even enjoy themselves.
And look at the sign on the wall that says you must have a happy family to ride the rides.
Oh, it's too sad.
So I couldn't even come here. This is horrible.
Gorsh, what's your name?
My name's Philip.
What you doing in the park all alone, little boy?
You can't see.
Oh, that's right. He can't see me.
Oh, so, what am I supposed to...
Who are you talking to?
Just act cool, Philip.
But I'm six.
You're six, little boy?
Yes.
How'd you get here all by yourself?
I was crying.
Crying is a mode of transportation now?
What is that?
I've been in this park way too long.
You don't sound at all like a dog anymore.
That's right. I'm stepping out of character because we're friends now.
Okay.
Just ignore my goofy costume.
Did you see that, Philip? You just made a friend.
Are you my new friend?
Yeah, I'll be your friend, little boy.
Okay.
Why don't you come over here? Yeah.
All right, Philip.
I
see what's going on. I'm going to have to direct you to a different friend.
Okay. Bye, Pluto.
All right, Philip, that was Disney World.
Okay, I want to go to England.
Oh, England's a bit of ways, but let's go.
Hello?
Their voices are pretty bad. But let's listen.
How you doing, Governor? Oh, doing right well. Let's have a small tea. All right.
They all sound like they hate each other.
Listen, I just love talking so loud to you.
I love talking loud to you, too. Even however I talk.
We're just so aggressive and loving.
We are happy. Happy.
It's a good thing we took this vacation from Australia to get all the way to England.
It is good. We can avoid the wallabies.
Oh, best friends forever. Wish we just had another friend with us, though. Three people would make us perfect.
It would make us perfect.
Too bad there's no one around besides us.
Yeah, Governor.
Philip, now's your chance.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hello.
Listen to his adorable little accent.
I have an accent?
To us you do.
Show it out.
Oh, see, that's funny, because where I'm from, you have an accent. Are you too nice?
Well, we're right nice. We're just going to have a spot.
We're jolly.
We're real jolly. We like to just sing songs and drink tea all day.
That's right.
Really? I've never had tea. Can I try it?
Here you go.
That's horrible. Why would anybody drink that?
I'm sorry, Philip. I should have told you that the tea here is bad. But the friends are nice.
Can you try singing?
For you have come to visit all the way across the pond.
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 Pond. New friend. Pond.
New friend.
New friend.
New friend.
I think you could even join us.
New friend. New friend. New friend.
Oh, Philip, I'm so proud of you.
Singing's fun.
It is. Well, Philip, I think my work here is done.
Oh, no, but Magic Genie.
It's all right, Philip. Maybe I'll come check in on you sometime.
I hope you do. You've been my best friend my whole life.
That's right. Corner Genie. I'll see you later.
I'm going to remember you forever. I'm going to never forget my corner.
Well, that's good to keep it with you. But remember, friends sing together.
Okay, I'll remember that. And as long as I'm growing up here in England...
Bye.
So tell us, where was the boy? Where'd you last see him? You sent him to the corner and you never saw him, you say?
Sorry, officer, my wife and I are having a bit of an argument. For the cat pelts, I'm sorry, you had to step around and use the back entrance, but they're literally covering up the front door.
It's not about the cat pelts, okay? I just thought Philip was still in the cat pelts. The corner is blocked by cat pelts. I get it, okay? I'm a terrible mother. Are you happy now?
I didn't say
now?
That. I didn't
all right,
say
all right. Happy? Cat pelts. This just doesn't hold water.
All pots hold water,
actually,
though,
cat pelts also hold water.
Cat pelts hold water?
Yes. Why doesn't anyone understand the practicality of a cat pelt? No one gets it but me.
You had a leaky roof. It made sense the first time you brought a cat pelt home. But now it's just excessive.
All right, let's go investigate. Where is this corner? We'll have to dust my fingerprints.
Just climb over that mound of cat hair there. And over the next one.
Sounds to me, Sergeant, like they're trying to throw a straw man at you and divert your attention away from your questions.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it just doesn't add up.
Just don't tell him that about the genie.
I can hear you.
Sorry, oh,
what's
God.
The genie you're speaking of?
Tell me about this so-called genie.
It's a carpet genie. It's a cleaning thing.
That doesn't sound true at all.
I said don't tell them about the corner
genie.
Well,
you've already opened your mouth and said genie, so I might as well get it right.
There's a corner genie. Many houses have them, but not every house is able to understand them. And our son was able to communicate with the corner genie, and we think that's who took him. Are you happy now, Stephen?
Can you describe what did this corner genie look like?
And are you lying or on drugs?
I can describe him. I'm telling the truth, and yes.
Okay, that was all true.
The corner genie looks just like any other genie, okay? Like the Robin Williams genie, okay? Is that just blue, pants, nothing else?
Girthy.
Very girthy.
Oh, my ears are ringing.
See, here he is.
Well, I'm appearing in the flesh just because
I don't see what you're talking about. But I do sense that she's telling this truth.
Behind that, for some reason, I believe the story also.
He's right there. So,
is there a problem, Jane?
No, there's not a problem.
Who are you talking to?
Corner Genie, we miss Philip. I know that you probably took him off on one of those magical adventures.
I did.
And it's made us realize we shouldn't fight in front of him.
Well, I don't know if I can believe you yet, Jane. There's a lot of love in your life that you're not getting anymore.
What are you trying to say, Genie?
I'm saying I'm not bringing back your son.
Did you give him to British people?
Let me finish, please. Corner Genie is talking.
Did somebody traffic your son?
Excuse me, I'm saying something.
Do we need to arrest this so-called genie for human trafficking and international smuggling?
I will not bring your boy back until the two of you can fall back in love. Jean and Jane.
Maybe we should listen to the corner genie. Maybe we should fall back in love. We should.
Is this genie extorting love from you?
Look, it's a really smart, insightful genie, officer. I think we should probably, take a weekend, fall back in love, maybe rekindle what we had once.
What about your son who's not here?
He's coming! The genie said he'll come back!
You're just gonna take a weekend away.
Gorsh, welcome to Disneyland, the best place to rekindle your romance!
Great.
Gene, we can do it, just...
Hey, you guys look familiar.
Never been to
Disney. We've never been here before.
So I don't know where you're
Hello, going. Would you like any candy corn or corn candy?
That seems very sexual. Yes, we will take it. That might help us rekindle our love.
It is shaped like a penis.
Oh. Great, I'm definitely going to need that.
I'll take some of that.
Hey, Goofy, this is the couple that couldn't go on the ride because they hated each other.
Well, that's sad. That reminds me of a little boy I saw.
Wait, you saw a little boy?
What did he look like?
He was beautiful. He was so handsome. Oh my god.
That killer is Philip is handsome. So handsome.
He's striking.
Oh, that kid was
Stop talking.
Oh, that kid.
Goofy, stop talking.
Oh my god, that kid was Gorge.
Gene, I think we're onto something.
Jane, he seems to have seen Philip.
Where do you think Philip would want to go after being potentially hurt by that creepy, creepy character? Where would he want to go to get away from it all? Gene, where do you read him storybooks about? Oh, God.
Across the pond.
Oh, no. We need to get there. Just gotta charge a couple trip tickets. We'll make it.
You said you want two tickets to England?
It's what we need. We're trying to find
this afternoon.
Yes.
Sir, I don't think, and ma'am, I don't think you understand how airplane tickets work because you got to buy them way in advance. But we don't have any tickets here.
I'm
sorry.
We know that there's a flight to London. I looked online. I can do this on my phone.
Oh, there sure is a flight to London, but you're not going to get tickets today. I'm sorry.
It had two seats and they weren't connected. One was in an aisle, one was up front. I saw it. It's on a phone, ma'am.
I'm sorry. They were just purchased by those two people standing right over there.
Quite. I'm so excited to be going to London today.
Very well, sir.
Let's just try to get them from them. Okay. Gene, you can do it. I believe in you. I love you, Gene.
Excuse us, gents.
Let me get my monocle.
Yes, you look quite smart.
Would it be possible to get your tickets at all? See, our son was trying to find our son Philip. He was whisked away by a corner genie. We believe he might be in London.
Oh, terrible old chap.
Apparently, you have the last two tickets on this flight.
Yes, well, quite, yeah.
Corner Genie, I remember when I was a boy. Everyone was once whisked away.
You were a boy, Donovan?
Oh, yes. Haven't I ever told you the story of once when I was
a boy? No!
Yes, I was originally a baby and grew up into a man, and that's how I became this gentleman.
God, Donovan, you never told me this.
Well, I thought it was common knowledge.
No. I don't know if I would have hired you to be my man if I had known that.
Well, anyway, once when I was a boy, I was whisked away by a corner genie.
Having once been a baby, and then a boy, and then whisked away by a corner genie, surely you can empathize with our situation.
You can understand. Your parents must have been terrified, just like we are.
Well, which is exactly why I would not like to give you these tickets.
Donovan, you dare to...
When I was whisked away by the...
Give away the tickets that I bought with my own hard-earned money? Yes, you have them physically, but damn it, sir. This will mean your job.
Gene...
We don't want to cause any trouble.
We don't.
You clearly do, or else you wouldn't have asked.
We just want our son.
He's a handsome young boy, alone in London.
How old is he?
He's six.
Can he be that handsome?
He's quite striking.
He's very handsome. He looks like a model.
Oh, hello, Donovan. I see you're back in the corner.
Oh, yes. You see, I've lost my job and...
Oh, yes, of course, and you came back to me because I am your very own personal corner genie.
Yes, corner genie, I've lost my way.
It's been quite a while, I've missed you.
Oh, how I've missed you, corner genie, how I've missed you.
Oh, really? You could have sent a card or something, you know where I am.
You see, corner genie, I've become... quite nostalgic for my parents, and I wish to return to them. You see, I met a couple at the airport that was looking for their son that also was whisked away by a corner genie.
Well, Donovan, I can see now how you've grown to be such a gentleman. And you have love in your life. That's beautiful, and I do think you're ready to go back home.
All right, take me.
All right.
Back to Arkansas.
Back to
Donovan,
to
no!
Arkansas.
Donovan! No!
Donovan.
Donovan.
What brings you back to our ranch?
Donovan, is that you?
I've returned. Mm-hmm. I've been whisked away, you see, all these years to London.
Donovan, don't you damn well tell me you've been in London all this time. You can't even sing one card.
I'm rather quite surprised that you recognize me after all these years.
You were always so handsome. And you still look handsome, Donovan. You look just like your daddy.
Donovan.
Yes?
You've upset your mother.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Father, but you see, I've come back. I want to rekindle the friendship and connection that we once had.
Donovan, when you left us so long ago to start your smelting career, we swore we would break off communications until you became a master smelter.
Well, you see, I founded a new industry of steel. I've become a steel baron of London.
True steel or common steel?
True steel,
Donovan, I'm so proud.
Never mess with such things.
I'm so proud of you, Donovan. I knew that you'd come back someday. Your daddy said you wouldn't. But you're smelting steel in London. I just can't believe that you're my baby.
And you can tell I've become quite successful from my monocle, my top hat, and my three-piece suit.
Mom? Dad? I'm finished with the chores. Donovan 2 is about to come inside and ready for some dinner.
Donovan 2? Donovan 2?
Come on. What is this? Donovan 2? You've replaced me?
No, we added a 2.
A 2?
If we replace you, we just call him Donovan. But we call him Donovan 2 because we still love you.
T-O-O 2.
Well, hi there. Who's
Donovan.
This?
Donovan 2. This is
factor of myself.
Donovan.
If I had not
he looks just
away.
Like me.
Donovan, Donovan 2.
What sort of specter of ghostliness is this?
This
are
is
you
your
necromancers?
Brother. This is your brother, Donovan 2.
What?
Donovan 2. It's a long story. After your brother was whisked away by a corner genie, we were...
He had a corner genie and I didn't. You said that he died.
Jonathan, Donovan 2, we know that every six-year-old boy is allocated a corner genie to help and mentor him as he becomes a man.
I never got a corner genie when I was six.
Because we just couldn't handle having you whisked away. We...
What?
It was too
hard. Mom, you don't lie to me. What happened to my corner genie?
Damn it, I shot him.
damn it. This corner genie hell has really got the best of me. Where all corner genies come to die.
It's a shitty place.
No fucking corners.
No corners, just a big circle of a home.
What are we supposed to do here?
Wander aimlessly looking for a corner.
Looking for someone to take and fly away.
Guys, it's really not as bad if you get to the tip.
The tip?
Is that like a corner?
What the hell is the goddamn
tip? You guys
are
right in the middle of the hell, but if you get to the tip of hell, it's not as bad over here.
Was there a staircase or an elevator?
Climb up here.
Turn around the rim.
And the shiv hole just makes it really hard to climb up the walls.
Not my problem.
Well, this is beautiful up here. I can't believe I've been in this corner hell for 15 years and I haven't been up to this beautiful tip.
A lot of people are afraid of the tip.
It shouldn't be.
It feels a little more vulnerable than when we were in the base of the hill.
Yes.
Corner genie of Donovan 2, please report to the council.
Oh, no, that's you.
Oh.
Are you getting out?
I think so.
Make haste, corner genie.
Okay, I remember you.
Goodbye.
Corner genie allocated to Donovan 2, shot dead and banished to genie hell of the circular pit of fuck all.
Yes, sir, that's me.
You have unfinished business back in Arkansas. You are needed beyond the grave.
Oh, okay.
We have a strict policy of returning genies, but this is a matter of love and learning.
Well, that's the highest order to which we are all responsible.
We are all bound to the genie code.
We are, all of us corner genies, even the forsaken to the hell.
Like I said, Mother, if you don't get me my corner genie back, if I don't learn my flirting, and if you don't give me back, I will be leaving.
Oh, Donovan!
I shot your face off!
Well, I'm back.
That's my corner. I remember you.
Hello, Donovan, too.
I banished you to the circular pit of hell.
Well, I made it to the tip, and then I got out.
God damn it.
Because of the love.
I remember you. You were my friend.
Donovan, don't listen. You got all the love you need from
me. Why should I listen to you? I'm going to listen to
to me, Donovan, too.
Your face is disgusting, but I remember you. The love.
Yes, I am full of love.
Donovan, after Donovan was taken away, we learned to rekindle love in our house. You don't need to seek love from corner genies.
You call this love? Yes. This is not love.
Her face is shot off, Mom. Why did you shoot her face off?
That is not love.
That's love for my son, because I'm protecting him from your whisking him away off to England or Australia or Mexico.
I could have gone to Mexico.
That's right. You could be speaking Spanish right now.
Listen, Mom, you just wanted to keep me on the farm. That's your problem. You're overprotective.
Donovan, too, I am not overprotected. This is just
a mother's
love.
Then why am I 36 years old and living on the farm with my parents?
Donovan, too, you should come with me and I'll make a gentleman out of you.
I'm going with you.
God damn it, I'm getting my shift.
Put it down, dear. Put it down.
So, Donovan, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you want to go to find your happiness and love?
I don't even remember places anymore.
Well, there are many of them, such as London.
London sounds great.
Let's go. Well, Donovan, too?
Yeah, yeah.
We're here in London.
Hey, Governor.
Oh, it's terrible.
Hey, my God.
Bonjour. What's happened to your voice, dear?
I'm so sorry.
I didn't have any company coming over. Who is this? A friend of yours?
It's some crumpets friends. She brought some crumpets. Jesus.
Good.
I'm sorry. I just found religion.
Donovan, too.
Yeah, yeah.
These people hold your ticket to love. Approach.
All right.
And make friends.
Do you guys have my ticket?
I'm quaint. What an accent have these got?
What an accent that? I've got. You two sound like weirdos.
Weirdos?
Weirdos?
Yeah. You guys don't know what a weirdo is?
Did you tell us?
Is this some young term?
It's somebody who spends all their time in a corner.
Oh.
They don't have corners yet.
Well, dear, we do. Upstairs in the attic. Just towards the tip
speak
of the house.
As a corner.
Why are you guys fighting? Are you going to shoot each other's faces off?
No,
last time I saw a fight, somebody got shot in the face. Sir.
No, it's just that our corners is very lonely. And it brings sadness to both of us.
Donovan, too.
Yeah.
You can show them happiness in a corner.
How can I do that? I don't understand.
Well, you found me in a corner, didn't you?
I did, but I've got so much flirting to do.
Well, just listen to your heart and the sound of my voice.
Okay.
Betsy, but perhaps we could trade our two tickets to love for some of this young boy's happiness.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
But they're burning a hole in my pocket. I don't know what they're used for, but he looks like he needs two tickets to love.
I was told that you guys would have tickets.
You can accept their gift of the tickets.
Well, hand them over.
Okay, just let me take them out of my breast pocket here. Here you go.
Thank you. Are we supposed to sing now?
Well, I'm in the corner and I'm feeling lonely. I think about the friends I know.
I think about a corner genie.
When I am in the corner all alone, I think about my old pal.
When I'm alone in the corner, I used to think about my mom and dad, but now I don't even know what to think about.
When I'm in the corner, I think of all the children I can help as a corner genie, adhering to my credo of love.
Did you guys hear that?
Hip, what?
Oh, my corner genie's with me. Did you guys have a corner genie when you were children?
Well, I don't think so.
I had a corner strumpet.
A corner strumpet?
That's not the same, is it?
No.
It's too bad.
I'm guessing not.
Maybe we should go up to that corner in our attic and see if there's something there that we may have looked over and missed.
Maybe that could fill that void that I told you sitting in my chest region.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go.
This is your chance, Donovan, to show them the way of the corner genie and open their lives to happiness and love.
I think that both of you are good people.
That's it, Donovan, too. Keep going.
And that both of you are going to have fulfilling lives.
Well, it looks like we've found our own corner genie and this small little boy.
Rosalind, look, it stopped raining.
Oh, the sun, the clouds.
What is that?
Why are you crying, ma'am?
That's tears of happiness, Donovan, too.
You can cry from happiness?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Here, you can catch their cheers in this jar and keep them with you always, this pot.
Oh, thank you. Here, just put the tip up to your face.
So sensitive. Corner genie of Donovan 2, return to the pit of fuck all in genie hell.
Donovan 2, I must leave you now, but you know what to do.
Now I have so much more flirting to do.
Oh, just listen to your heart.
But I don't know, my heart tells me to do weird things. No, genie.
Shh. Oh, hello, Donovan 2. It's really nice to have you back in school because we all missed you so much.
Can't say that I missed being here. I like being over in England with my new friends.
Donovan, you went to England?
Yeah, I went to England. Yeah, I went to England. Oh, what's up with that, y'all?
You must be the coolest kid in school.
I don't know.
I mean, you're already the coolest kid because you're 36, but that makes you even cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I learned a lot in those 36 years, but I didn't learn much.
What did you flirt? Did you learn anything in England?
Did you flirt in England?
I flirted that making people happy is more important than book smarts.
Wow. Oh. I should just drop out of school.
How do you make people happy?
Though there's lots of ways, but mostly...
Name one.
Give us a list, Donovan. Please, Donovan. Happy, Donovan.
Well, I probably could. You ready?
Yeah.
I think you're a good person.
Wow. Donovan. Wow. Donovan.
I'm crying tears in my face now.
Just hold this jar up. I saw that on TV once. You just hold the tip up to your face. Yeah. It's real sensitive.
We had enough jars to collect all our tears.
You know what we do? Here, look. I brought these back from England for each of you.
Wow. Donovan, got the too. British flag on there.
Thank you, Donovan.
Hey, guys, I think this would be the perfect time to break into a song.
I agree.
I agree.
May
as
I
well.
Suggest
Shakira?
All you need is Shakira.
All you need is Shakira. All you need is Shakira. All you need is Shakira. Shakira.
Shakira's all you need.
And we're out.
Next up, bats!
And that's our show. We'd like to thank Shivin Me Kittens. We'd like to thank Gubby Kubik, Liv Augusta, Eric Nielsen, Emily Erickson, and Ben Fakaname for coming in and having some fun with Philip and I in the apartment today. You can see Shivin Me Kittens perform their Armando set at Improv-A-Go-Go. That's Improv-A-Go-Go at Huge Theater at 31st in Lyndale in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can learn more about that at www.hugetheater.com. You can also check out more that Shivin Me Kittens has to offer at facebook.com/ShivinMeKittens. That's S-H-I-V-V-E-N. Me Kittens.
Check me out. I'm on Facebook. Also, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PhilipSimondet. There's songs there. There's Minimum Fare, my taxi cab improvised pod video series. Well said. And I will be in the Friday night stage match at the Brave New Workshop Student Union. Not this week, next week. But you can go this week. There's probably good people there.
Including me. I will be actually up this week. That's a Friday night stage match at 26th and Hennepin in Minneapolis. And I will be up this week, May 31st. And I will also be up 2 weeks after that, which is June 14th. So check that out. I am also up for one more week with a night out on Huge Wednesdays. That's 8 o'clock at Huge Theater. And that's with Joe Halverson, Carolyn Blomberg, Max Maliga, Andy Katzung, and Tanya Elbert. And it's a real good show, and it's the last chance to see it for a little while, so please come check it out. Also, I will be in My Friend's Friend's Friend coming up in June. That is a Improv-A-Go-Go show, and it will be with Drew Kirsten and other guest improvisers to be named later. And it's not just because I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. That's a part of the form. What mystery?
We love hearing from you at nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com and on the Facebook page. Search for Next at Bat. Still love your comments and your suggestions.
Yes, we do. And we also love for you to check out iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We do have a 5-star rating right now, so please go in and fuck that up. That'd be great. Or you can add to it. That'd be great, too. Yeah, we do have a 5-star rating, though. So check us out there, and check us out here next week. We'll have another episode up, so we'll see you then.